The lake was hold your breath still, but I swore I could still hear Dad's howl of delight as he cannonballed off the dock, his knees pressed tightly against his chest, his smile just south of sane, the upcoming splash a virtual tidal wave in the eyes of his only son. Dad liked to land near my sunbathing mother's raft. She'd scold him, but she couldn't hide the laugh. I blinked and the images were gone, but I remembered how the laugh and the howl and the splash would ripple and echo in the stillness of our lake, and I wondered if ripples and echoes like those ever fully die away, if somewhere in the woods my father's joyful yelps still bounced quietly off the trees. Silly thought, but there you go. Memories, you see, hurt. The good ones most of all. "You okay, Beck?" Elizabeth asked me. I turned to her. "I'm gonna get laid, right?" "Perv." She started walking up the path, her head high, her back straight. I watched her for a second, remembering the first time I'd seen that walk. I was 7 years old, taking my bike, the one with the banana seat and Batman decal, for a plunge down Goodhart Road. Goodhart Road was steep and windy, the perfect thoroughfare for the discriminating stingray driver. I rode downhill with no hands, feeling pretty much as cool and hip as a 7-year-old possibly.